How did you learn to speak English so well?
Sorry?
How did you learn to speak English so well, Natalia?
About 5 years, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Four or five years ago.
So you've been studying for 4 or 5 years. Have you worked as an interpreter or a teacher in English?
Yes, I'm working now as an interpreter in a firm.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like my job.
Mm-hmm.
As it is, I really like English language. That's why I like my job.
Uh-huh. So, what kind of English-speaking people come to PENZA? Are they businessmen that you're interpreting for?
Oh no, I'm just. Yes, sometimes, but it's very seldom.
Mm-hmm.
They come in very seldom. Mm-hmm. Most of my job is I'm translating the papers.
Mm-hmm.
But not interpreting the people.
Okay, very good. Very good. And so if you meet a man and he's a really great guy and you believe he's the man that you've wanted to meet, but he already has a child, and he says, you know, mm-hmm. I'm not looking for a mother for my children. They have a mother, and she's very good, but I just want mm-hmm. someone who can be a friend to my children. Is that something that is all right for you, or would you rather meet someone who does not already have children, or does it really matter? What are your thoughts on that, Natalia?
Oh, well, as I said, I love children very much, and you know, I don't know why, but all children to whom I communicate and they attitude to me,
mm-hmm.
I'm a child also. They I'm easy going, I think, with children. They love me
uh-huh.
very much. I don't know why, but it's true.
Children know, Natalia, when someone is comfortable with them or not comfortable with them. They can tell perhaps that you're very loving and very comfortable with them, and that's why they like you so much.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. Plus, you have a great smile. I think your smile would just make anyone feel happy. Children, your family, your husband, I think your smile would just make the room very bright and very cheerful.
Yes.
So another gentleman would like to say hello. Can I let him do that?
Of course.
Okay, hold on. This is my friend Mike. Mike, how are you?
Doing good, sir. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Natalia.
Oh, hello, Mike.
How are you?
Thank you, and you?
I'm doing well. I wanted to thank you for talking with us today, and you're probably the sweetest woman I've ever heard. And
thank you.
I know you're going to meet somebody very nice, and I know why children love you. I think we already love you as well.
Yeah, I told you, Natalia. I don't make this stuff up, Natalia. It's true. You leave such a great impression on everybody.
We have, I've talked to many women twice your age who aren't as mature as you are. You're a very exciting woman.
Mm-hmm.
And just want to say hello and have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. And, you know, Natalia, I think that gentlemen who are listening who would like to hear more from you should write to you. I think that we should write a letter to such a friendly girl. I think it would be great to correspond with you. I bet you would be terrific at responding, and that would be very exciting. So, guys, if you're listening and you're enjoying the conversation with this terrific girl, I definitely encourage you to send her a letter this week. I think she would be really terrific about writing back and being a good correspondent for you. Hi, John, are you there?
I will be.
I know you will be. Hi, John. John, where are you from?
I'm from Denver.
This is John from Denver. Are you familiar with Denver, Natalia?
Oh, not much.
Very beautiful city in very big mountains. Very much skiing, very many winter activities. Lovely, lovely city. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, I did want to say that you are very, very beautiful. I think you're too beautiful for me. Oh, my. But you're a wonderful lady. I can tell already.
Natalia, have you ever had a man say that you're too beautiful for him?
Oh, no.
John thinks you're too beautiful for him. John thinks he can't write to you. You're too beautiful.
No.
So maybe John should write you a letter also and not be shy.
Of course.
Yes, exactly.
I can't even say that he shouldn't. He mustn't do it.
Well, there you go. It's wonderful. It's very wonderful.
Oh, my gosh. Well, everybody we've talked to, she's the most tempting to write to.
There you go. There you go. Thank you, John. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, my friends who said hello to this pretty girl. So, Natalia, here's the thing, okay? You were born in Penza, Russia, which is a beautiful city, and you were born to good parents who obviously raised you well because they're good people and they raised nice children. And it just so happens that you're very beautiful, very charming. Children love you. You want a family. It's absolutely crazy to all of us American men that such beautiful women, my wife, you, all of the women that I've met, are not married in Russia and not already with lots of children and a happy family, because I will tell you, in America, Natalia, you couldn't be single for 5 minutes. They would be a line of men from one coast to the other hoping to meet you and marry you. Do you understand that?
Yes, but I want just one.
You want just one? Of course.
Yes, one man.
Yeah.
I don't need a line of them.
You don't need a line of men?
No, I don't want. I just want one man.
I see. I think that's excellent. But, you know, it's hard for us to imagine because we're here in America and we see American life and American women and American culture. It's just almost impossible for us to imagine why such a beautiful girl couldn't find her husband in Russia. Are Russian men crazy, for God's sake? They must be just insane. They must be out of their mind to not find and marry and be very, very good to such a beautiful girl.
Yes, I think, but still, the situation is that...
It is what it is, huh?
I beg your pardon?
In America, we say it is what it is. The situation is still the situation.
Yes. Yes. Maybe they are all crazy. All Russian men are crazy. And I need this normal guy, not crazy.
Just a normal, nice guy who's not crazy. I think we can do that for you, Natalia. I really do. I appreciate your time and your answers so very, very much. You're such a sweet girl, and it was a pleasure to know you. I am sure you've left a tremendous impression, a great impression on the men who are listening. I'm sure you're going to get some letters. I hope you meet someone who's absolutely fantastic, and he will be very, very lucky, Natalia, okay?
Okay.
And can I have Victoria call you in about another month or so and just see how you're doing and if you've met somebody, and if not, maybe we'll have a chance to talk again. Would that be okay?
Okay.
I think that'd be excellent. Well, again, it's our pleasure to talk with you and tell your family hello and thank you for sharing you with us today. And I'll say большое спасибо, and до свидания, and we'll talk to you again soon, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
And thank you very much also.
You bet. Guys, hold on. I'll be right back. Have a good night, Natalia. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.